Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick. In our episode this week on Just Saying, this is episode 377. Can't believe we've done this many. This is great. I'm going to talk about how you're speaking dolphin. And what that means is we're speaking a different language to people, and we need to be hyper aware that we're speaking a completely different language. Whether it's I'm in finance and you're legal, I'm a scientist and you're a tech person, I'm a logistician and you're a strategy person, we're just speaking dolphin. Like, we are not speaking the same language. The point of this podcast is to help you be clear when you're communicating, to be intentional when you're communicating, to make a point, to be heard, to cut through clutter, not to create clutter. I've written three books that relate to this topic. It's the whole collection is called Clarity at Work. Brief was written 10 years ago. It's about being clear and concise. 5 years ago, I wrote a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And late last year, I came out with a book called Quiet Works, which is all about making silence the secret ingredient of the workday, giving yourself time alone to prepare. When you put those together, you have the tools, the insights, and the awareness to be able to communicate in a very difficult environment, which is the environment that we have today. And when I think about all the pitfalls of communication, there are many. Last week, in last week's episode, if you haven't heard it, I recommend you listen to it. I think it connects very much to this week. It's the cost of confusion. Like, what price are you going to pay when you confuse people? What is the ticket that you have to pick up when you say something and people don't get what you're saying? What's that cost? How do you translate that? Is it in wasted time? Sure. But it's more, way more than that. It's in rework. It's in decisions. It is in how I feel about you, how I feel about what you're talking about. Do I even want to talk about it anymore? And this week, we're going to talk about talking dolphin. And this is a term that I've heard over the years. I do a lot of training in people in the military, and I hear this from tech people and people in the intelligence or intel world. And they say, you're speaking dolphin. And I think it's just shorthand for a language that nobody speaks. And I'm going a little old school on this one right now, and I'm pretty confident that most of you will not know this reference, so I'm going to have to frame it a bit better. But there was a show back in the late 60s. I saw it in reruns, so I wasn't watching the show. It came out in 1964 to 67, so it's pretty old, but I watched it in reruns in the 70s, called Flipper. And it was only in three seasons. I think they made a movie out of it with Elijah Wood, I believe. And, you know, the characters, these two brothers, Sandy and Bud, and their dad, you know, he was a park ranger, and I think it was filmed down in Florida and in the Keys. And the character, Flipper, was a dolphin, and the dolphin talked. And this is a little clip of the show to kind of get a sense of what I'm talking about.
Hi, Flipper. Flipper, I'm busy now. You'll have to wait till the boys get out of school.
We can't play now, Flipper. Some other time.
Well, I want to get the rest of the signs posted over by the entrance to warn anybody coming into the park.
It ends with a splash, and that's the scene. So I watched that when I was a kid, and it was kind of funny. But they're talking to the dolphin. He's speaking dolphin. Like, I don't know what the dolphin's saying, but apparently they do. So you're speaking dolphin, and what do you do about it? Well, we speak different languages. And what I want you to be thinking about in this episode is what happens when you're speaking different languages and how to avoid it. And this awareness is critical. I don't know what you know. I don't speak what you speak. And I'm not speaking literally in terms of language, though I think it's very much true. Like, if I speak English and you speak French and I don't speak French and you start speaking in French, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm lost. Well, the same thing happens every day in business when people dive into this world where they're talking a different language. And when you're speaking dolphin, when you're speaking this different language, and you're not aware that you're doing it, bad things start happening immediately. People feel stupid. People feel disrespected. People feel that you're not self-aware. They lose trust in you. and it happens in an instant. And I'm gonna highlight a couple of areas that this happens, so you can be aware that you and the people that you work with, and this could be, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a financial services expert, you're an investment banker, you're a military leader, you're a scientist, you're an IT executive, you're a futurist, you are a pick some specialty that has a special language, terms, knowledge that are unique to that category, engineering, whatever. And I've done extensive training using Brief to teach people who live in that world to be aware of how to get and communicate to people in a different world in a meaningful way. And here's a couple things to be thinking about. Acronyms. You have to be aware that you're speaking acronyms. Case in point, talking to a guy a few weeks ago who's in financial services, investment, you know, wealth management, trust funds, things like that. I was networking with this guy, super, super interesting guy. He starts talking about ETFs. Okay. I don't know what an ETF is. I've heard of it. I'm not in financial services, so I don't know what an ETF is, but he's talking about, you know, what's an ETF and what's happening. And I'm thinking like, I'm stupid. Like, what's wrong with me that I don't know what an ETF is? And you're listening and you're like, I know exactly what it is. And there's other people listening like that are like me, like, I don't have any idea what he's talking about. Well, he goes on. And then I don't even have a chance to stop him because he's using that acronym. He doesn't spell it out. Well, then if I don't say anything, he's going to drop another one because he thinks, well, if I'm saying it, I don't respond in any way. And it's very hard in the moment to stop a person and say, what's an ETF? Because you don't want to look stupid. So you just play along and the person just keeps on talking. Now, when you're looking in this way, in this acronym, it's, by the way, ETF stands for an exchange traded fund. I still don't know what that means. Okay. Well, there's these different funds. Okay. And then he starts talking about a different type of ETF and I'm like, I'm lost. So when you're speaking in acronyms, spell them out. Confirm understanding. Have you ever heard of that? You know, and if you sense that you're dropping acronyms and you're not translating them, you might be losing people. So I would be hyper aware in the category of acronyms. Spell them out, translate them. Another one is technical references and jargon. Well, first of all, if you're speaking inside baseball and you're using a lot of references, I mean, I joke because I done a decent amount of work over the last decade plus with the military. They speak in so many technical references and acronyms and jargon that it's just, there's a lack of self-awareness that is just absolutely mind-blowing. They think that everybody in the world speaks this thing called military or financial services or whatever your world is. Not everybody is in that world. And what you're first and foremost lacking is the awareness that you're doing it. Technical references and jargon are absolutely an area where you're going to lose people. I think another thing I would throw into the mix is gauging the knowledge early on. So when you're in a conversation with a person, confirm understanding, confirm knowledge. Like when you're like, okay, I'm talking about, okay, TDY is a military term, you know, I'm going TDY. And you're talking to a person, you might want to ask them, like, have you been in the military? Okay, well, if I have not been in the military, it's highly likely that I don't know what that term means. So gauging people's understanding and their backgrounds early on, if you're talking to a person who is an outsider to your industry and you can confirm that early on, well, you need to adjust and to adapt immediately. One way is asking, you know, when you make a reference, whether it's an acronym, a jargon term, are you familiar with that term? It's a respectful thing. The person says yes, then you know. And if they say no, now you know. But why don't you ask? Just ask. It's like gauging knowledge. It's like testing. It's a litmus test of understanding. You're putting your toes in the water early on in a conversation. Let's say that you're at a networking event or you're meeting somebody professionally. You're talking to somebody socially. Test for knowledge. If you're starting to drop these little gems of jargon terms and references, you might want to use an example or an analogy as a way of navigating. for example, when this guy was talking about ETFs, I got a basic idea what he's talking about. And he's like, all these companies need your training because they have a million ETFs and they have all these different names. And when they're recommending financial advisors sell their ETFs, blah, blah, blah. And I just inserted myself like, it's kind of like going to a restaurant and making recommendations of what wines you should drink. He goes, that's exactly right. So he should have done that to me. I shouldn't have done that to him. Well, obviously, I do this for a living, so I did that. He goes, yeah, and he kept on referencing that analogy. So you might want to make an analogy. You know, this thing I'm talking about is like, you know, X, and you insert it, whatever that, you know, term is that you're using. And then when you, if you can translate it into their language, now they're more likely to be following what you're saying. Think that when I think about people speaking Dolphin, I think the fundamental issue that people have is they have a lack of awareness that they're even doing it. And there's ways around it, but you have to respect people's understanding isn't your understanding. You have to respect that their background isn't your background. You have to respect that you can be confusing them and they're probably not going to say anything. So a big part of clarity is, are we speaking the same language? Well, if you find that you're going knee deep or neck deep into detail that is super technical and irrelevant, and you find that you're geeking out on this stuff, you might be running the risk that they're not as interested or they're not tracking it like you're tracking it. And you have to watch very, very closely to their reaction. And they may be nodding their head, but if they're not saying anything or replying to you or engaging, it might be that they're lost. I have this awareness I learned many, many years ago when I right out of college, when I went to Spain and I started learning Spanish. People would, if I would say three words of Spanish, people would immediately lack the awareness and assume that I spoke everything in Spanish. Well, that's a leap. What they should have done is, okay, well, you spoke three words, but can you say a sentence? Well, haven't you noticed it in 15 minutes? I haven't said anything. Well, it could be because I'm nodding a lot. Doesn't mean I'm understanding what you're saying. It's just because I know how to nod when I'm listening. So there's no confirmation. There's no adapting. There's no awareness. So I think that awareness, like I don't know if you know what I'm saying until you confirm that we are both speaking the same language. And if you're not, you may be guilty of this thing called speaking Dolphin and you don't even know it. So what can you do to help people? Well, if you see in a setting where there's an outsider, a person who's not one of you, you need to be the translator. You need to help people. If you see people doing it, step in and translate, simplify, create an analogy, spell some things out, pull people aside. If you work with people that do this a lot, if you're engaging different people from different professions, maybe you work in IT and tech and information technology, and you're talking to the finance people, you need to coach them and help them translate those terms into, you know, a financial terms or ways to bridge that understanding, help people in that way, speak up, say something. So this is all to say, when you look at speaking Dolphin or speaking a radically different language, that you need to be aware and step up and step into the problem and not just ignore it and just keep on going, because the risk here is pretty high. And I think that one of the pushbacks that I get, and I'll end here, is that people think that simplifying things and translating things is dumbing it down. I hear that all the time. Well, the risk that I have is if I don't use this term, I'm dumbing it down. I know that you may feel that way, but to forget the other person and what they know, and to forget to translate for them, and to forget to simplify for them, and to forget to put it in their terms, that's dumb. Just saying.